Well, Sam, you said nothing less than West Ham's best would allow you to get something against Manchester City. So was that West Ham's best today?
It's playing against the champions of the Barclays Premier League, and you know, in the view of the performance and the way we went about the job, yes, to actually perform as well as that against the quality of these players and open them up and create as many chances as perhaps they created, perhaps we created even more, I don't know, but because their best spell only came in the last 20 minutes, and our best spell was 30 minutes at the end of the first half and a considerable period of the second with chances that we created. And you know, we were all wondering when the quality of Man City might actually pop up and kill us a little bit, and luckily for us that didn't happen until after we scored the second with Silva's brilliant goal, brilliant individual goal that I can't blame any of my players for. And then there's the grit and determination and the desire of the team to hold out of on the onslaught that Manchester City are going to do, going for that equaliser, and we managed to do that brilliantly today.
How satisfying is it as well, Sam, after playing them four times last season and being soundly beaten? This is a different West Ham now.
Yes, a different West Ham. I think the five players that played today that have joined us, or six including Coyote, I think it is, so have made a terrific impact to the team, and it's had a terrific impact on the players that are already here. They are doing more, they are playing better as well as these new players that are all playing together. I have to say, I've never experienced five and six new players contribute so much so early at this level. It's fantastic to see. And I think everybody should take some credit behind the scenes, all of us, for allowing these lads to hit the ground running, because they are obviously comfortable in their everyday living, and because they're comfortable and because they're happy, they're performing to their best, so long may it continue.
How much of a pleasant surprise has this been to you, with Saka getting six in six, with you winning four games from five, being in the top four? Did you expect all this, Sam? You couldn't have done, surely.
Not this early, no. I don't expect that we would do what we've done. I think that certainly as the season has gone on, we have now produced and played in nine games. We've only played one and a half bad games, and that was the whole game here against Southampton and the first half against Burnley. The rest have been absolutely outstanding, and today we've got and hit another level. And we had to hit another level today because of the quality of Manchester City. And certainly because we've got finishers in the team, it's why we're winning so many games. And the rest of the team are doing a fantastic job. But people, when they get chances, have started to score. Sacco particularly now, six in six games, puts him up with the top scorers in this league. And we've kept Deco and Aguero very quiet today. Deco's 61 goals in his time at Man City. Deco's 45 goals. And neither of those two players have scored today. That shows you how well we did again today defensively.
And just at a time when injuries can weaken a side, you've got players coming back. It's a nice problem to have.
It is. I mean, there was one slight concern today, and I hope it's not too serious, was when Sacco came off the way he was old and his arm suggested he might have hurt his shoulder. And we just have to hope that that's not too serious of an injury, because when you've got that man scoring that many goals, who believes that every game he goes out that he's going to score? He tells us all, he tells everybody he's going to score. In some cases he said he's going to score two and only scored one. So he's going to be hopefully okay. But if not, the rest of the squad has to fill in and continue to pick up where he's left off. When you get your chances, put him in the back of the net, and that's why we're winning.
Sam, does it make you consider or even reconsider what you can do this season?
Not just yet. It's nine games. It's around 15 or so. The internationals will finish in November, and then we go into the back end of November and December when it really gets nitty gritty at this level, where the games flood in thick and fast. Some of these players who are joining them for the first time in this league will start fatiguing more than they've ever fatigued before. But let's hope the squad that is behind it can step in and continue the progress. So 15 games or so, see where we are, and then over Christmas, see if we can push on from there. And who knows, let's not think about that too much. Let's all enjoy what we've done today. Let's all enjoy the victory, and let's all be proud of ourselves.